concept of love may be conceived also in different ways by different religions, and sometimes it may just be very sentimental things. How can it be made more concrete, or how can we understand it properly? When we talk about different religious traditions, they all offer us different perspectives of reality. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of our prominent acharyas, he explains in Chaitanya Shikshamrit that if we consider the truth to be like a mountain, that mountain peak, he says, has been viewed by Patanjali from one side and Plato from the other side. So like that, different thinkers have viewed the same absolute truth in different ways, and they've given us some revelations of the absolute truth. Now, depending on how close they have gone, their perspective may become clearer and clearer. But it is one absolute truth. He's clear that no tradition has a monopoly on the absolute truth. At the same time, that does not mean that the quest for absolute truth is a total free-for-all. There are objective criteria that we can consider. So, when it comes to love or love for God, how do we understand it? The two things. First is, let's understand how we look at love in this world. Many people talk about love, and especially romantic love is glamorized in novels, in movies, and say two people fall in love with each other and they say, I can't live without you, and they fight against the whole world to be with each other, and then they come together, they live together, and when they get married, after 2-3 years they say, I can't live with you. So no, love is not just emotion. No, love is also dedication. Yes, after I come closer to a person, I'll see some part of that person that is not so nice. But then, in spite of that, I stay committed. So, normally, when we have a lot of sentimentality associated with the idea of romantic love. But if we consider love in its most moving sense, where do we see it? We see it in commitment. You know, if somebody loved one falls sick and still they are there to by their side, taking care of that person. So when a baby is newborn, you know, the baby is like a unpredictable alarm clock. This goes off any time. And then the mother wakes up and takes care of the baby. That's love. So how do we really understand love? We see love is not just emotion, it's dedication. Similarly, if you are going to look at religious traditions, you can see where exactly do we see dedication? Do we see dedication to God? So, do we see commitment to turn away from the world, to turn towards God? So, people may say that, yes, I talk with God, I love God. It's fine. Prabhupada once told, Swamiji, you know, Krishna came in my dream yesterday. So, Prabhupada said, all right, serve him today. Fine, Krishna comes in the dream, that's wonderful. But what after that? Our relationship with Krishna is not in the dream world. It is here. So we have to serve Krishna here. And so that if we are practically committed to living in a mood of service, to doing direct services to Krishna, and also redefining our life in a mood of service to Him, then that actually is dedication. So we can see love for God, not in the emotion, but in the dedication. So that's one aspect of it. Now, how much are we dedicated to the cause of God? Second aspect would be that when we develop love for God, we don't see God in an exclusive way. We see God in an inclusive way. If I see that this is my God, I love God, and then I hate everyone else, then actually that God is actually not the God of scriptural revelation. That is the God simply of my own mental conception. So it's like there is a God as absolute truth, but different people may conceive their God in different ways. So for example, some people become terrorists and kill others in the name of God. No, they conceive of God who hates those whom they hate. It's as simple as that. They hate some people and they consider God hates those people also, and if I kill those people, God will be pleased with me. Now this is not a God who is given in scripture. This is God, that God is simply
a projection of their own ego. My own ego wants to hate someone and I project that into super size and make that into God. And God hates these people.
So, if our love for God is making us intolerant, if it is making us narrow-minded, if it is making us hate others, who are also children of God, then we have to understand that this is not a really love of God. A love of God should lead to a love attitude of loving service towards God and towards everyone in relationship with God. When that comes about, then we can say that this love is for genuine. Then there are, of course, further criteria about, we can go into the specifics of the revelation, what is the content of the revelation. All those are technical details, but primarily, if our love for God is genuine, it should just go beyond emotion to dedication. It's a committed focus on the Lord, turning away from worldly pleasures for His sake, accepting inconveniences for His sake. And secondly, it should lead to loving attitude of loving disposition towards everyone in the relationship with God. Does it address your question? Thank you. Yeah, just 1 minute. Does anyone else have any questions? We'll come back to you.